今天的题目是人人都需要信仰。
And the topic we'll study together this morning is everyone needs faith.
人的一生活着几十年到底最需要是什么？
What do we really need in the short lives we have?
你问不同的人有不同的答案。
If you ask different people, they have different answers.
你问一个在医院里面生病的人。
If you ask someone who's sick in the hospital,
他说我最需要健康。
They'll say, what I need is health.
我希望好起来。
I need to recover.
你问一个很穷的人。
If you ask a poor person,
他说我需要钱。
They'll say, I need money.
有了钱我什么都解决了。
If I have money, then I can resolve all my problems.
你问一个工作很顺利生意也做得不错的人。
If you ask a person whose work is quite smooth and their business is doing well.
他说我最需要就是时间。
They say, what I need is time.
我需要一个家庭温暖陪伴我。
I need a warm family to be with me.
你问一个百万富翁千万富翁。
If you ask a millionaire or a billionaire,
他说啊，我现在钱赚到了，我想做一些有意义的事情。
They'll say I've earned enough money. I want to do something meaningful.
有一些人就想捐钱，想做慈善。
And some want to do some charity work.
那你再问一个很老的人。
If you ask the old person,
他什么都有。
They have everything.
他就说我想再活久一点。
They'll say I want to live longer.
你问每一个人，每一个人的答案都不一样。
If you ask different people, you have different answers.
当然，整体来说，我们最需要就是水啊、食物啊、空气。
Of course, as living organisms, what really basically what we need is food, water, and air.
我们人的心灵呢，就需要有人陪伴、有人理解、有人爱。
And our what internally we need is someone to understand us, someone to be with us and love us.
那再进一步，我们就想要找人生的意义，做一些有意义的事情。
And the next step, we want to find something meaningful, to do something meaningful in life.
所以这都是人生的需要。
So these are the needs in life.
但是刚刚所讲的那些需要虽然都很重要。
And although all the needs we mentioned earlier is important.
但是如果你缺少一样。
But if you're missing one thing.
那你还缺少最重要的。
Then you're missing the most important.
那一样是什么？
And what is that?
就是其实人的一生啊，最需要的就是信仰。
And that is in our lives, the thing we need the most is faith.
不单只是信仰，还是要真实的这种信仰。
Not just any faith, but a true faith.
那我们今天就来讲这个主题。
So let's talk about this today.
就是信仰上，我们要在寻找真实的信仰。
And that is in our search for the faith, the true faith.
好，我们讲第一点。
Let's talk about the first point.
神在创造人的时候呢，就把永生放在人的心里面了。
When God created mankind, He put the eternal life in us.
我们看旧约的传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament.
第三章
，Chapter
3, 十一节
，Verse 11.
传道书三章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11
我们一起读
Let's read it together
一二三神造万物各按其时成为美好又将永生安置在世人心里然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透这里说神创造万物
So here when it says that God created the whole universe
但是呢，他把万事变成按着他的时间成为美好。
That he put eternity in, that he made everything beautiful in its time.
这个是很奇妙的事情。
And this is quite miraculous.
圣经说，神创造天，起初神创造天地。
It says that God made the heavens and earth.
In the beginning.
He was from the beginning.
慢慢翻，不用急啊。创世纪第一章第一节
It was in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1
起初神创造天地
That in the beginning God made the heavens and earth
创造天地天地就是物质界
the heavens and the earth the earth is a material thing
那还有神创造的时间
But he also created time
In the beginning 就是时间起初就是时间
In the beginning that was he also created time
天地就是物质
And the heavens and earth, that's the material things.
我们读物理都知道，物理界是由时间跟空间组成的吗？
And if we study science, it's everything's made of space and time.
所以我们今天就是在时间空间之下。
So now we are under space and time as well.
那时间跟空间呢，就是好像一个围板，一个 boundary, 一个界限，把我们困住了。
So it's as if we're in this boundary of space and time.
我们人类有时间的限制。
We are all bound by time.
我们活几十年就要离开世界。
We'll live some so many decades and then we'll die.
正常来说，人的一生的年限，按照圣经说的，大概70-80。
According to average human life and what's recorded in the Bible as well, we'll live 70 to 80 years.
如果你强壮，大概可以80或者过一点点。
If you're strong, then you may live past 80 for or a bit more.
但是过90的人就很少。
But there's not too many who live past 90 years old.
过一百万中无一。
And there's even less that live past 100.
就算你过一百也是要死。
And even if you live past 100 years old, there'd still be a day that you die.
所以时间把我们限住了。
So we're bound by time.
哎，但是这里有很奇妙哦，这里说神把永生安置在人的心里。
But here it also says that God has put eternity in their hearts.
永生这个字也可以翻作永远。
Eternity can also mean forever.
哎，很奇怪，人既然被时间限制，就没有永远呢？
But it's weird. If we are bound by time, then it shouldn't be forever.
我们就活七八十年就要死啊。
We'll live 70 or 80 years and then we die.
但是为什么要把永远这个观念放在我们的心里？
So why is there this concept of eternity in our hearts?
永远这个事在世界上面是不存在的。
The idea of eternity in the world doesn't exist.
但是人又很喜欢永远这个观念。
But we like this concept of eternity.
什么叫永远？
What does it mean?
我问你们。
What does eternity mean?
问大家，什么叫永远？
I'll ask you, what does that mean?
永远有多长？
How long is eternity?
一千年、一万年，那个都不是永远。
A thousand years, 10,000 years, that's not eternity.
一百万年、一亿年，也不是永远。
How about 1,000,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 years, that's also not eternity.
永远就是已经没有时间了。
Eternity is not bound by time.
那怎么会有永远？
So how do we have eternity?
其实这个物质界没有东西是永远。
So in this physical world, there's truly nothing that is eternal.
但是人对永远有一种渴望，很想得到永远啊。
But as mankind, we have a hope for eternity.
在1950年代之前，人结婚了是不会买钻石的。
In 1950, before that, when people got married, they wouldn't buy a ring.
不会 buy diamond.
They wouldn't buy diamonds.
顶多戒指也是银的啦、金的啦，不会买钻石的。
They may use other precious metals, but they wouldn't use a diamond.
因为钻石是一种没有什么用的东西。
Because diamond is quite useless.
也没有什么价值。
There's not much value.
它本身就是碳。
It's actually just made of carbon.
没有什么用，虽然是亮亮的，但是也没有什么用。
Even though it's shiny, there's not much use for it.
但是自从有一间公司，它创造了一个口号，一个广告口号。
But then there was a company that made a slogan.
Diamond is forever. 钻石是永恒的。
They advertised it as diamond is forever.
哇，这句话打中女人的心。
So this phrase hit the hearts of many women.
从那个时候开始，很多女人结婚就说：“你要跟我结婚，那钻石拿来，不然的话不用讲。”
From then on, a lot of females when they get married, they say, "If you want to marry me, I want a diamond ring."
这个钻石是永恒的，你的爱要像钻石一样。
Because the diamond is forever, and I want your love to be like a diamond.
钻石哪有永恒？钻石是碳而已。
How can a diamond be forever? It's just carbon.
你温度够高，烧一烧它也不见。
If you use a high enough temperature, it will still vaporize.
没有东西是永恒的。
Nothing is forever.
但是为什么人对永恒有一种渴慕呢？
But why does mankind have a hope for eternity?
因为神早就把这个观念放在人的心里面了。
It's because God from the beginning has put this concept in our hearts.
因为人是神造的。
Because a man is made from God.
虽然人没有看到神。
Even though we cannot see God.
但是他本来在心里面就有一种感觉，哎，永远会有多好，如果人不死有多好。
But in our hearts, we have this mindset that how good would be to live forever.
就算人死了，但是如果灵魂有一个地方是永远的有多好。
And even if we do die, if our souls can live for eternity, how great is that?
所以把这个观念放在人里面呢。
So this concept was placed in our hearts.
就是让人去寻找这个真正的永远在哪里。
And it leads us to find where is the true eternity.
因为人生真的很短啊。
Because our lives are truly short.
有多短？
How short is it?
我们看创世诗篇的第九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 19.
诗篇第九十篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去这就是人生的短暂
So this is the short lives of our short lives.
人的一辈子健健康康的话，可以到大概七十。
In our lives, if we're healthy, then we may live until we're 70 or 80.
那如果之前遇到什么意外啦、大病啊，可以提早走。
And if you face any illness or accidents prior to that, then you may actually depart earlier.
很强壮的可以到八十。
If you're really strong, you may live until you're 80.
也是几万天而已啊。
But it's still just a few tens of thousands of years.
年轻的时候，我们觉得时间过得很慢。
When we're young, we think the days pass by slow.
真的，我记得我小时候觉得什么那么久还不放暑假。
When I was young, I used to think, why is it so long until the summer break?
哇，等了半天，怎么都暑假都还没有来
？I waited for over half a day, and I don't seem to be closer to our summer break.
这暑假过得很快，怎么暑假过一下就开始了，下个礼拜要开学。
And then truly, it felt like the summer break passed by really quick, and I'm going back to school.
要等很久才过年呢。
And then to wait a whole year until it's the new year.
哇，时间过太慢了。
The time truly passed slowly.
但是人到中年之后，你会发觉时间过得越来越快。
But when I reach middle age, I feel like time passed by really quick.
如果你今天已经有四五十岁
，If today you are about 40 or 50 years old,
你已经是下午一点两点了。
It's already 1 or 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
如果你已经是过六十
，If you're already 60 years old,
你等于已经四点了。
It means that your time is about 4 p.m.
如果已经七八十岁
，If you're 70 or 80 years old,
太阳快下山了，六七点了。
The sun is setting on you. It might be 6 or 7 p.m.
没有多少时间了。
You don't have much time left.
但是大家都在想，哎，如果可以。有永远多好
，But we were all thinking, how great would it be to have eternal life?
所以在世上永远是找不到。
So in this world, in this life, we can't. Well, in this world, we can't find eternal life.
你在世上永远找不到永远。
We'll eternally be unable to find eternal life.
但是永远在哪里找
？But where can we find eternity?
在神那边找。
We can find it with God.
第二点
，second point，
人呢、有拜神的天性。
We have mankind has the
instinct,
to worship a God.
既然想要永远，就想要找神。
Since we have this, since we want to find eternity, then we want to find a God.
这个是从几千年之前的人类文明到现在从来没有改变过。
This has not changed in mankind's thousands of years of history.
人有不同的本性。
We have different characters.
比如说 instinct,
instincts.
饿了，你就要找食物。
If we're hungry, then we'll go find food.
孤单了，你就是想找人陪。
If we're lonely, we'll find a partner.
那孩子有什么本性啊
？And what kind of instincts do children have?
孩子的本性就是想要跟他亲生的父母连接。
Children have the instinct to be with their eternal father.
Biological parents.
Their biological parents.
有一些孩子啊。他出生了被父母抛弃。
There's some children when they're born, they're forsaken by their parents. They're given up.
在中国有很多这些孩子。
This happens a lot in China.
那一些老美啊，或者外国人啊，就飞到中国，把他们收养了。
And there are also a lot of foreigners, Westerners, who come to China and adopt them.
有一些女生。
Some are women as well, females.
因为在乡村里面啊，不喜欢生女生，女生就不要。
Because in the villages, a lot of people don't want to give birth to, they don't want to have a girl, so they give them up for adoption.
把他带到美国去。
So they take them to America.
在那边最好的教育长大。
And they grow up with the best education.
讲话也是讲英文。
And they speak English.
然后呢，吃也是吃汉堡。
And they eat hamburgers.
也在那最好的大学毕业了。
And they graduate from the best university.
但是他爸爸妈妈是白人。
But their parents are Westerners.
他也知道他是收养的。
And they know that they are also adopted.
但是他们就心中就有一个可想。
And in their heart, they have a desire.
到底我生父生母是谁？
Who are my parents? My biological parents, and how are they?
我知道当的时候他不要我，但是他是谁？我想一下看看他。
Even though I know that they didn't want me, but I still want to know who they are.
我看看也好。
Even if it's just a look.
我出生的那个乡村是长怎样的
？How is the village where I was born?
所以很多这些孩子啊，长大之后就回到中国寻找出生的那个亲生的父母。
So there are many of these adopted children who, after they grow up, they will go back to their villages to find their biological parents.
这是人的本性。
This is the instinct of man.
想要寻找自己的源头出自于哪里
？We're always trying to find our origins.
那当然，你的源头是爸爸妈妈。
So of course our origins is our parents, our mom and dad.
但是你再推上去
，But if you go another level,
人的第一个爸爸妈妈是谁
？Who is our first mom and dad?
圣经讲了，就是亚当跟夏娃。
In the Bible, it records that it was Adam and Eve.
这是神创造的第一个人跟他的太太。
They were the first. Adam was the first man and the wife that God created.
那第一个人又从哪里来呢
？And where's the first person from?
圣经说啊，他们是神造的。
it was recorded in the Bible that it was created by God.
神是他们的父母。
God was their parents.
所以人为什么有拜神的本性？
So why does man have this instinct to worship a God?
因为人是神造的。
Because we were created by God.
小弟过去30年，世界各地去很多，有机会去到不同的地方传福音。
In the last 30 years, I had the opportunity to preach the gospel to many places.
我小弟有去过非洲最落后的乡下。
And I've also went to a third world place in Africa.
那些地方啊，没有水，没有电，那个住的房子都是茅房啊，土房子。
And in the place I went to, there was no electricity, there's no plumbing. I lived in mud huts.
甚至呢，没有警察局，没有邮局，没有什么商店。
There was where I was staying. There was no police station. There's no convenience shops.
很不方便。
It's very inconvenient.
但是告诉大家，那边有很多教会。
But I'll tell you, there's actually many churches there.
不同教会，不同宗派，哦，在那么最落后的地方都有开教堂。
There's different denominations, many different churches that's opened up there.
啊，当然也有一些别的宗教。
And of course, there's other religions as well.
好啊，我去到最富裕的纽约啊、伦敦啊这些大城市。
And I've also been to some of the most wealthy cities, such as New York.
啊，那些地方教堂多的是了，不用讲了。
And there's also many churches there as well.
所以最原始的土人跟最先进的文明人。
So from the poorest to the most richest place and the most developed,
他们都有宗教的需求。
There's still a desire for faith.
这跟你的教育、跟你的文明、跟你的文化没有什么关系的。
It's not correlated with your education and how much you know and how developed you are.
这是人的天性，你没有办法去抵挡它的。
This is our instinct, and it's hard to prevent it.
啊，有一些国家它是专制的，它是集权的。
There's some people, they are...
Some country, they are dictatorship.
Some countries are dictators.
无神论政权呢、
啊、They are...
Atheist government.
They're atheist government.
他们是阻挡宗教，要压制宗教的。
And they would prevent any type of faith or religions.
不给人去聚会的。
They don't allow people to get together to have service.
没有宗教自由的。
There's no religious freedom.
哎，但是那些百姓哦，还是偷偷摸摸的，也是要聚会，也是要拜神。
But a lot of the citizens there, they still secretly assemble to worship.
就算被抓到监牢里面，他们也不怕。
And even if they're captured and put in prison, they're not afraid.
越压迫，人的需求就越大。
The greater the persecution, the greater their need is for religion.
因为这是没有办法压制的本性。
Because this is a base behavior that's hard to suppress.
就好像你肚子饿，我告诉你，你不要肚子饿，你不可以肚子饿。
Just
不要想食物，你就不会肚子饿。
Just like if you're hungry, and all I do is I tell you to stop thinking about being hungry and don't be hungry.
那得还是饿。
Of course, you'll still be hungry.
你没有满足，你就是饿。
You're not satisfied. That need is still there.
所以人是有拜神的本性。
So man has an instinct to worship a god.
2000年前，保罗在传福音的时候。
So 2000 years ago, when Paul was spreading the gospel.
他去到一个地方。
He went to a place.
我们看《使徒行传》第17章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
22节。
Verse 22.
使徒行传17章22节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 22.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
1, 2, 3。保罗站在亚勒巴谷当中说，众雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。23节，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。保罗那个时候去到雅典。
At that time, Paul arrived at Athens.
大家没有听过雅典。
Have you heard of Athens?
你看奥运会，奥运会都是在雅典，那个圣火在那边开始的，就是希腊的一个地方。
If you look into the Olympics, the fire in the Olympics actually originated from Athens.
在2000年前，雅典已经是世界文明的中心了。
2000 years ago, Athens was the center of civilization.
不单只是科学发达。
Not only were they advanced scientifically.
还有他们很有哲学。
But they're also very learned.
Philosophical. 还有呢，他们对宗教也很热忱。
And they're also very fervent in their religion.
我们知道希腊人是拜是多神教的，他们觉得什么好，天空上面很多都是神。
And we know that the Greek have many gods, and they look at something in the sky and they'll say that's a god as well.
那保罗在走路的时候就看到了，哎，其中一个牌写着卫士之神。
So Paul was going down the street and he saw that there's an inscription that said to the unknown god.
哎，怎么会写卫士是之神呢？
And he wondered why does it say to the unknown God?
因为原来他们在害怕，哎呀，那么多神我们在拜啊，这个少拜的一个会不会冒犯了他？
Because the Greeks were afraid, there's so many gods, if I forget to, if there's a god that's unknown, and I don't worship them, would I offend them?
你看希腊人很有教育，很有水准，很有哲学头脑。
So the Greeks, they're learned people.
他们，但是他们从来没有否定说人有拜神的需要。
And they do not deny that man needs God.
反而他们更科学文明，知识更发达，他们越觉得人的微小。
And even though they are so scientifically advanced, they still feel that man is small.
哇，他们觉得我们要拜神。
And they feel that we need to worship a God.
但是我也不晓得谁是真神。
But they don't know which God is the true God.
啊，别人告诉我们，文化告诉我们有那么多的神话。
So culturally, it tells us that there's so many different gods.
哎呀，反正就可能有一个还没有拜到。
Perhaps there's a God I still haven't worshipped.
好了，就给他谓是 unknown God, 谓是至神。
So let's make an inscription here and call it to the unknown God.
这个让保罗非常的关注。
So this got Paul's attention.
哎，保罗就趁机来做一个主题。布道给他们听
And Paul used that as a topic to spread the gospel to them.
我现在告诉你什么叫做卫士之神，你不是我认识。
And he said, right now, I'll tell you who is the true God. You don't recognize them, then, but I do.
保罗说这个卫士之神有什么不一样？
What is different about this? And yeah, what's different about this?
第一，这个神啊，不会住在你们。盖的这些房子啊，庙里面啊，不会盖住在你们这种房子的。
And first, that this God will not live in some kind of man-made structure that you guys make.
这些庙啊，这些房子是人住的。神那么大，他不住这种房子的。
These temples and holy places you make, God will not live in them.
啊，神要住也不住那么烂的房子的。
Even if there is a God that wants you living it, they won't live in such a broken down place.
天地都不够神住，神还住你这个庙。
The heavens and earth is not enough to contain a God. Why would they live in your temple?
第二，保罗告诉他们说
，The second thing,
神啊，那个真正的神，你们未认识这个神啊，是给你生命的。
The second thing is that this God that you worship, gives you life.
你们拜这些神是金啊、银啊、铜啊造出来的。
The God that you worship are made of the metals and gold and silver.
没有生命的。
There's no life.
但是我们所拜的，我能告诉你的神呢，是给你命的，给你属灵的生命。
But the God that I will tell you about gives you life.
哇，第三，保罗告诉他。
Third.
我现在告诉你这个卫士之神啊，不得了了。
And he tells him that this God that I'm going to share with you is Almighty.
他从死里复活，救人的灵魂啊。
He was able to resurrect those from the dead.
啊，他为什么要来到世上
？Why did he come to this earth?
我们看第二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
二十六节。
26.
一起读。他从一起读二十六节。
Let's read together.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线与所住的疆界。二十七节，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩尔德。其实他离我们个人不远。保罗告诉我们说啊，你这个卫士之神啊，离你们不远呢、啊。
And so he tells that this God is not far from you.
你不要以为说哦，那个神在天上好远。
Don't think that this God is far away in the heavens.
这个神离开你不远。
This God did not leave you too far.
他很想你去找他。
He wants you to seek them.
哎，为什么你会找他呢
？Why would you want to seek him?
人有时候遇到困难的时候，比较会找神。
When man faces difficulties, then they would find God.
啊，连线了，快死了，怕不怕？人快死了会开始怕。
When man starts to is about to die, they're fearful as well.
人遇到困难解决不了也会害怕。
When man has difficulties that they can't resolve, they start to be fearful as well.
当然有一些人很平安顺利的也会想思考人生的问题。
Of course, those who are peaceful may also think about the questions of life.
所以神要人去找他。
So God wants man to seek him.
他不是丢弃了我们，跟我们刚刚讲那个例子不一样。
He's not like the example before where he's forsaken us and left us to be.
神不是把我们丢弃当孤儿。
He didn't leave us to be adopted and to be orphans.
是人自己离开神啊。
It is man who has left God.
是亚当夏娃自己犯罪。
It is Adam and Eve who've sinned.
离开了神的面了。
And they've left God.
但是神还是想要找他们回来。
But God still wants to find them back.
神还是想要把人类救回他的身边。
God still wants mankind to come back to his side.
那怎么样救？
How do you save them?
主耶稣，神就成为肉身，就是主耶稣基督啊。
So God came in the flesh as our Lord Jesus Christ.
哇，透过他为我们死，为我们流血
，and by dying for us and shedding his blood for us.
为我们牺牲
，to sacrifice himself for us.
成全救恩呢
？Then he's then he saved all of us.
不但这样子，他还从死里复活耶。
And not only that, then he resurrected from the dead.
我们看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
一二三。 因为他已经定了日期，要借着他所立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。保罗本来也没有信耶稣的。
In the beginning, Paul did not believe in Jesus.
他不认识耶稣基督。
He didn't recognize the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣拣选他。
But God chose him.
给他显现。
And revealed to him.
跟他讲话。
And spoke to him.
哇，所以他亲眼看到耶稣复活了。
So he saw for himself that our Lord Jesus resurrected.
这个耶稣不是死的。
This Lord Jesus is not dead.
他不是一个伟人，不是一个普通的人而已。
He wasn't just a famous or great person.
今天你认识的一些伟人，比如说孔子啊。
A lot of famous people you know, such as Confucius.
佛祖啊，释迦牟尼啊，那布德啊。
Or a Buddha.
啊，或者是回教的穆罕默德啊。
Or perhaps Muhammad.
他们都是各种宗教里面伟大的人物。
They're all great characters in other religions.
也讲了很多好的道理。
And they're also spoken many good teachings.
但是他们不是神啊。
But they're not God.
因为他们死了就埋葬在地上。
Because once they die, then they're just buried. They're just buried.
虽然今天还有很多人去跟随他们。
Even though today there are many people who still follow them.
但是耶稣基督就不一样。
But our Lord Jesus is different.
他来到世上被人家钉死了。
He came on this. He came to this world and he was nailed on a cross.
第三天复活。
On the third day he resurrected.
他胜过罪。
And he overcome death.
他胜过死亡。
He overcome his sin and death.
其实人类最大的问题是什么？
So what is the greatest problem that mankind has?
不是没有钱。
It is not having money.
人最大的问题就是罪。
It is that we have sin.
改变不了自己。
We can't change ourselves.
再来，因为罪，我们要面对死亡。
And it's because of sin we need to face death.
如果没有死亡，就不用担心永远的问题了，我们就一直活着了。
If there's no death, then we do not need to worry about eternity. We'll just live forever.
因为有罪就没有永远了。
It's because there is a sin that there's no eternity.
有死亡就没有永远。
There's death, and therefore there's no eternity.
但是耶稣基督来，他复活了。
But our Lord Jesus came and he resurrected.
证明他是可以给你一条永远的道路。
It means that he's able to create a path for you that's eternal.
你相信他，你就跟他一样。
If you believe in him, then you'll be the same.
他解决你的罪，以后你在他里面复活得永生。
He'll resolve your sins, and in the end, you'll be able to have a salvation.
好了，如果你已经，我问你们了，如果你已经拿到永远了
，And I tell you, if you have reached eternity,
那你活100岁跟70岁跟50岁有什么大的差别
？What difference would it make if you live to 50 or 100 or 500?
50, 70, 100跟永远比
？If you compare 50, 70, or 100, you've compared to eternity.
当然可以的话，每个都想到活到99。
Of course, if we can, all of us would wish to live until we're in our 90s.
但是你要有钱呢，才可以活到99。没钱活到99就很惨了。
Or to live until we're 99. But of course, you want to live until you're 99 with money. If you don't, then it's actually quite terrible.
今天很多人担心说，哇，这个钱不够活那么久，死不了怎么办
？There are many people today who think that if I don't have enough money, but I live to a long life, then what will I do?
第二，你活到99，你要健康才好玩啊。
Not only that, if you live until you're 99, you need to have the health.
如果你从50岁躺到99，躺在床上到99就不好玩了。
If you're just bedridden in your 50s until you're 99, then that would be terrible as well.
第三，你要活到99，你要有朋友有家人啊，不然的话你认识的都死光了，剩你一个，也不好玩了。
Third, if you want to live until you're 99, you need to have friends and family, or else everyone you know will pass away and you're left alone.
因为年轻人不理你了，没空啊。
And all the young people, they will not care about you. They don't have time.
你那一代的人都死光了，你99怎么用
？If you're 99, maybe everyone in your generation will have passed away. What's the point of living to 99?
整天都有电视，等人家来看你。
You're just sitting around all day watching TV, waiting for others to care for you.
所以活到99听起来也不是那么好玩，就是。
So if you think about it, living to 99 may not be such a great thing.
当然，如果神要给你活到99，也希望是美好的。
But so truly, if God allows you to live until you're 99, hopefully it's a blessing as well.
但是我的意思就是，圣经告诉我们是什么
？But what does the Bible tell us?
如果你拿到永远了
，If you have obtained eternal life,
已经有救恩了
，If you have salvation,
那你99、79、59、39，其实都没有差。
Whether you live until you're 79, 99, 79, 59, or 39, it's actually no difference.
这个在神的手中，你不用担心呐。
You're already in God's hands. You don't need to worry.
哪一天离开世界，你也不用担心呐。
No matter which day you pass away, it doesn't matter.
You don't need to worry. 因为你已经找到回到永远的道路。
Because you already found the path to eternal life.
记得神离你不远哦。
And God is not far from you.
这句话在哪里讲呢？
Where does it say that?
刚刚所二十八节所说的。
It says that in verse 27
节所说的。
In verse 27。
我希望大家看这二十七节啊。
Let's read verse 27。
我们再读一次这句话。
Let's read it together again。
一二三。要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩的，其实他离我们个人不远。神离开你们不是很远。
God is not far from us。
是你自己离开神很远。
It is you that have left God.
是你的心想要走得远。
It is your heart that have left God.
你的心一回来找神，神就让你找到。
If your heart returns back to God, then you will definitely find God.
啊，真的，神就在我们身边。
Truly, God is here amongst us.
随时让你找到他。
And he's always available for us to find him.
像你今天来到安息日，来到神的面前。
And today we come in the Sabbath, we come in front of God.
我知道大家都很忙。
I know everyone is busy.
啊，忙工作。
Everyone's busy with work.
礼拜六忙买菜，忙家庭，忙自己的事。
And on a Saturday, you're busy getting groceries. You have your own things to do.
那个都是肉体的事。
And that's your things of the flesh.
灵魂的事有没有忙？为灵魂的事而忙。
But have you worked hard? Are you busy for the things of the spirit?
神离你不远呢。
God is not far from you.
所以第三点。
Third point.
灵魂的归宿在哪里？
Where does our spirit belong? Where does our souls belong?
就是神那边呢。
And that is in God.
我们看提摩帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.
提撒罗尼迦前书二章。
Chapter 2.
提撒罗尼迦前书第五章，五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
三，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
神会帮助我们全然成圣。
God will help us to sanctify ourselves.
那人有三个部分，这里说人有三个部分。
Here it says that man has three parts.
三个地方都有不同的归宿啊。
There's three different parts that
第一就是身子。
The first is our body.
身子啊，就是这个身体。
And this is our own body.
这个身体以后要去哪里？
After we pass, where will our body go?
圣经讲得很清楚了。
The Bible is clear in the Bible.
人是用尘土造的。
Man is made from dust.
尘土啊，
from dirt.
尘土你在外面那个土看到的就是尘土了。
What you see outside on the ground, that's just dirt.
或者是你打开你的吸尘器，很多那种很细的灰尘也是尘土。
Or if you open your vacuum cleaner, it's full of dirt and dust as well.
那圣经说人是用神用尘土造人的。
So it says in the Bible that man is made from the dust.
今天科学已经证明了。
And today our science has also confirmed it.
圣经是最科学的。Bible is very scientific.
The Bible is very scientific.
科学只是印证圣经所讲的话而已。
The science has confirmed what it says in the Bible.
今天科学家把尘土的成分跟人身体的成分做一个比较。
The scientists have compared the composition of the soil with the composition of our bodies.
那些元素大部分是吻合的，都是那二十几种而已。
And the elements are the same.
都一样
it's the same.
所以这解释为什么人的身体死了腐烂了埋在土里面很快没有几十年全部都化掉了就变成土的一部分了。
And that's why our bodies when we pass away we put it in the dirt. After a few decades it just gets decomposed and it's back to the dirt.
完全变成尘土。
It fully becomes the dirt again.
骨头是比较慢变的但是以后 也会变的。
Bones will decompose break down slower but it will eventually become dirt as well.
所以圣经说肉体了就叫归回尘土。
So it says that our bodies will go back to the earth.
但是另外一个部分呢，就是你的灵魂呢。
But another part is your spirits.
我们看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
十二章，十二章。
Chapter 12.
传道书十二章的第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
十二章第七节。我们一起读，一二三，尘土仍归于地，灵仍归于是灵的神，尘土要归于土地。
So the dust will return to the earth.
有一天我们都要归到土地。
So there's every one day we'll return to the earth as well.
土葬也好，火葬也好。
Whether we're buried or we're cremated.
火葬就快一点，变成灰。
If we're cremated, it'll be faster. We just become ash.
土葬就慢一点。
If you're buried, then it'll take a bit. It's a bit slower.
都是归于土。
But in the end, we will go back to the earth.
变成尘土。
We'll become back the dust again.
所以没有什么好争的，没有什么好再计较的。
So there's not much use in arguing and fighting.
一下子就变成土了。
In a moment's time, then we become the earth again.
也没有什么好追的，这世界有什么好追呢？
So there's nothing good for us to pursue as well.
小弟因为我的工作是传道人
and because my job is a preacher,
我们常常有机会举办丧礼
I'm always conducting funerals.
当然大部分丧礼是老人
Of course, the majority of the funerals is for the seniors.
也有中年人
But there's also some middle-aged.
也有碰过小孩子
And there are some who are children as well.
棺材不是放老人
The coffin is not just for the old people.
是放死人。
It's for the dead.
每一个人每一分钟都有可能是你最后一分钟。
Every one of us, every minute could be our last minute.
都变成尘土了。
And we will go back to the earth.
很难说的。
It's hard to say.
所以这个世界荣华富贵、物质的享受不是你最重要追求的。
So all the luxuries and prosperity of this world is not something that you should focus on to pursue.
当你参加丧礼多了，你去坟墓多了。
If you have attended enough funerals and you have went to enough graveyards.
我最记得有一次
I remember one time.
参加一次丧礼
I was at a funeral.
他们有火化了
And it was the body was going to be cremated.
那些殡仪馆的人就跟家属说了
So at the funeral home, they told the family members.
就进去
to go in.
那个棺材就推准备就推到火炉里面
And the coffin, we were going to push it into the furnace.
那个工作人员就问家属
So the workers there, they told the family members.
谁要按这个按钮
Who would like to press this button?
那个家属的人看来看去，好像没有人想按。
And the family members, they looked around, and it seemed like no one wanted to press it.
没有人敢按。
No one dared.
他就看着我。
So they looked at me.
传道你可以按吗？
So like, preacher, can you press it?
我说我没有按过。
I said I've never pressed it before.
但是如果你们不想按，我可以按。
But if you guys don't want to press it, I will.
我说好，请传道按。
And they said, please, preacher, may you press it.
通常我们是看土葬的比较多，参来参去，但是没有按过按钮。
So normally when we attend funerals, we see them being buried in the ground, but I've never went to press the button.
通常没有进去里面火炉看这个过程。
Or normally I do not attend the procedure where they're actually where the furnace is.
但是那一次有机会看到了。
But that time I had the opportunity to.
好，那我就按了。
So I pressed it.
一按。
And I pressed it.
那个火就开始烧了。
And all the fire starts to rage.
人的一生就这样过了。
And just like that, then our lives are over.
无论你是荣华富贵，或者是普通人一个。
So it doesn't matter if we live a prosperous life or ordinary life.
到最后就是要变成尘土。
In the end, we'll become earth, the earth again.
所以有什么很计较，有什么好追求的
？So what good is it to fight and pursue?
不单指你的身体要变成土。
Not only will your bodies become dust again.
圣经说，有一天整个世界、整个宇宙都要变成烧掉，都被烧掉了。
The Bible records that the whole universe one day will be destroyed by fire as well.
全部没有了。
Everything will be gone.
所以耶稣要来，要审判世界。
Our Lord Jesus will come to judge.
那个时候，整个世界全部要消化，要变没有了。
At that time, all the earth will be destroyed and will be gone.
你今天看为宝贵的，你的收藏品、你的银行的账户、你的车子、你的股票、你的古董。
And today you look at your properties, you look at your bank accounts, you look at your investments, you look at your antiques and things you collect.
有一天都变成没有了。
One day it will all be nothing.
但是这里告诉我们更重要的是。
But here it tells us something that's important.
灵要归于是灵的神啊。
That the spirit will return to God who gave it.
你拥有最宝贵的不是你的东西。
So what you have, the thing that's the most precious to you is not the things you own.
是你的灵魂啊。
It is your spirit.
你的灵魂要去哪里？
Where will your spirit go?
你有没有想想这个问题
Have you thought about this?
整天只顾着赚钱，这只享受，这只忙 忙什么？
We just focus all day on earning money.
为什么只为那些会坏的东西忙？
Why are we so busy on to work for things that will decay?
为什么不为那个永远存在的东西忙？
Why don't you work for the things that will be eternal?
一个多礼拜前。
A few weeks ago.
大家已经看到新闻了。
Everyone saw in the news.
全世界都看了，香港那个大火，恒福苑大火。
The whole world saw that there was the high-rise fires in Hong Kong.
在大埔。
It happened in Tai Po.
我也常去那个区，只是没有去恒福苑。
It was in that community, Tai Po, and I've been there many times, just not to those buildings.
在附近那个地方。
I've been in that vicinity.
因为香港有一个老传道，他的家就是在那个宏福院的隔壁的一个房那个屋院。
Because in Hong Kong there was an elder who lived close to that community of high rises.
我看那个火。
So I saw the fire.
那么快。
It spread so quick.
烧得那么快。
It spread really quickly.
七栋大楼。
There's seven high rises.
哇，同时在烧。
It was burning simultaneously.
看到都想哭啊。
When I was looking at it, I want to cry.
那么多人在里面。
So many people are inside.
有两千个家庭，差不多两千个家庭。
There's close to 2,000 families.
很多人在里面根本不知道在大火。
There's many people inside who actually didn't know that there was a fire happening outside.
知道的时候已经走不了。
And by the time they figured it out, it was too late.
一家就烧死了。
In a moment's time, they were burned alive.
哎呀，家里很宝贵的东西也没有了。
All the precious things they had at home were gone.
哇，太可怜了。
It's quite tragic.
但是这也是告诉我们人生的现实。
But this also demonstrates to us the fragility of man.
人拥有的东西都不是永远。
Everything we have is not forever.
物质、桌子啊，那些东西不是永远。
All these material things, our tables, this podium here is not forever.
连生命都不是永远。
Even our life,
肉体都不是永远。
Even our bodies are not forever.
你想活久一点，你没有办法控制。
If you want to live longer, you can't control it.
啊，死了几百人。
A few hundred people died.
至少一百多，一百五、一百六，还有很多人还找不到。
At least 150 or 160, and there's still many who are missing.
那些灾民怎么想到说那一天就是他的最后一天
？How did those people know that that was their last day?
当然有很多人幸运的被救活了。
Of course, there are many who are fortunate and were saved.
但是再过一百年
，But in 100 years,
这些被救的人也不在了。
Even those who were saved will no longer be here.
可能不用一百年
，Maybe not even 100 years.
那这一代的人都不在，你跟我都不在了。
Even just one generation, they might be gone. You and I may not be here as well.
我们都要面对我们的永远。
We need to meet our own eternity.
如果我们真的是为自己的灵魂打算
，So we truly plan for our spirits.
现在就要找到永远的救恩。
Then today we should find our eternal salvation.
接受主耶稣基督，接受主耶稣。
We should accept Jesus Christ.
跟随他走天国的道路
，to follow him on the heavenly path。
没有一样东西比你永远的得救更重要。
There's nothing that's more important than your eternal life。
尘土仍归于地
，or the dust will return to the earth。
你的灵一定要归于至灵的神
，and your spirit will return to God。
都要去面对神
，and you need to face God。
因为将来有审判
，because in the end there will be a judgment。
使徒行传刚刚保罗那边所说的，将来会有审判。
It's recorded in Acts earlier where in the end there will be a judgment。
要面对神
，and we need to face God。
但是神已经给你预备。
And God has prepared this eternal life for you.
你愿意找到这个灵魂的归宿吗
？Do you want to find this the home for your spirit?
Amen.